Welcome to the Dynamics Hot Dish, the podcast where Ashley Steiner, Allie Nelson, and Liz McLennan dish up the latest news and insights about Dynamics and the Power Platform. Join us to explore business applications and low-code development with tips, tricks, and real-world experiences. So grab a seat at the table and let's dig in.
So we're back from Summit. Are we all well rested? I think we all had a pretty long week. I know we wanted to jump on and share with our listeners, just kind of recap our weeks, what we learned, our takeaways for those that were not able to join or for those that were there. We would also love to hear what your big takeaways were. Share your experiences with us in the comments and on social media, on YouTube, wherever you're watching this episode. So let's just kick it off. Liz, I think you probably had the biggest week. You were on stage for the keynote.
Yes.
A great way to kick off the week. Do you want to talk about your week and kind of what you did at Summit?
Sure. I mean, it's going to be a very non-traditional view of Summit. It's probably the busiest week I've ever had at a conference. So I started it off with being at the keynote with Lucas Diaz and Dynamics for Good, sharing about the vision and mission of TechFluent. And so that gave us a lot of awareness, and I also had a booth presence, and so I was really busy in the booth talking to people. I've never experienced in my 13 years of working conferences that much organic booth traffic. We weren't giving out swag, so it's not like there was a line for t-shirts or sweatshirts or something. But yeah, people were just really excited to talk to us and learn more about TechFluent. I also facilitated two training sessions, so one on relational databases and building tables and relationships in the Dataverse or CE, one on training effectively with LMG from Stone Ridge, and then I also moderated the first ever DEIB panel on the Legend stage, and we talked about DEI topics. So it was a very busy week, and we also had 13 scholarship winners from TechFluent there sponsored by Dynamics Communities.
And it seems the folks from TechFluent were super excited to be there too. It was just like ball of energy every time I'd see them, where they were just so thrilled. And it was really awesome that Dynamic Communities gave them that scholarship and that opportunity to come as well, because they loved every minute of it.
Yeah, we did a Summit recap with them yesterday morning, and they just had amazing things to say. They were so grateful for the opportunity to connect in person. It was the first time we had ever gathered at all in person. And they just met so many great people and attended so much like educational content. And they just, it's like, they're all really good friends now. And it was really exciting for me to see them like build stronger relationships with each other, because like, we're all peers. We kind of all came up in the space at the same time together. And so it's like, yeah, we're giving them mentors and trainers and that support is awesome. But it's also like peer to peer support and relationship building is just as important. And that really facilitated them to connect with each other. And we actually had one of our DC-based learners in Minneapolis for a family event, and she sent me a picture of her and another Minnesota-based graduate met up for lunch. And I was like, oh, I don't think that would have happened pre-Summit, but post-Summit, now they're close enough, and they're staying in touch like that. So yeah, they were thrilled to be there. Three of them got job offers on site, so it was just a wonderful opportunity for all of them.
Were there any takeaways or anything that they told you as first-time attendees? Because I know when we first started talking about Dynamics Summit a few months back and what to expect, we talked a little bit about first-time attendees, and this was a whole group of first-time attendees. Was there anything that they called out specifically that they really liked or threw them off, or just general thoughts?
I mean, I think generally speaking, it was the chance to connect in person was the biggest benefit. And I did encourage them as part of like their blog recaps to like give advice to future first time Summit goers. But the one thing I think we forgot to prep them on was to maybe look up the booths you're approaching ahead of time. So to do some pre-research before you just walk up to them, and then also like the product classification. So they were talking about like, you know, there's a CRM focused person, and they ended up approaching like an F&O partner, and that it wasn't a very meaningful conversation because they just weren't talking the same language, not interested in the same parts of the platform. So over the course of the week, they did figure out the color coding and the stickers and to kind of prioritize conversations that way. But we definitely forgot to prep them on that. So I'm glad they figured it out, but we probably could have streamlined that process by giving them that advice up front, and something we'll definitely do next year if the partnership continues.
I think that's really good advice too. And truthfully, like, I remember my first time at Summit 2 and going there and just seeing all the booths and not even knowing the difference between a partner and an ISV. You know, like, yeah. You figure it out, but it's like, who are all these companies and why are they in the space? Like, I'm here to learn more about dynamics. I don't even know why all these people are sponsors or what they're here for, but that one has a really cool giveaway. So I'm going to go visit them.
It's a bit intimidating, I feel like, if it's your first time.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. I'll say, because I was part of the TechFluent team too, right, Liz? You and I spent a lot of time in the booth together. But it was weird for me to be a part of, like, such a large team. Like, I'm usually, even when I was worked at a partner, my one summit when I worked for a partner, like, it was just a few of us. Like, I've always gone to summit by myself and just, like, had, like, friends and things like that. But it was kind of cool, actually, to have, like, a group of people to, like, reach out to or to, like, connect with, or, like, you were a part of something all week. So, yeah, that was different for me this year compared to all my other summits. It was also the first summit that I've never attended any sessions other than my own. I've always attended at least a couple, like, just because they
or
were like
each other's, like, or we each other each other's sessions. Yeah,
nope. Or supporting friends or things like that. Yeah, I didn't even know, like, where my session was. The first session I had, I was like, oh my god, I don't even know if I'm gonna know how to find this room, because I had not made it out of, like, the expo hall.
We were busy.
Yeah, we were too busy. I think looking back, I probably would not have spoken had I known. We didn't know. Or maybe I should have given up my sessions. I don't know. But it was very stressful.
Well, you guys did a really good job. Despite being really busy and, like, fitting everything in, I know tiredness is definitely a factor afterwards. But I commend you for the effort that you put in. I think you did a really, really good job, and you made a whole lot of people really happy. And it's funny, the one morning I went to both of your sessions that were at the same time. So I did manage to make it to both of yours.
That's why you were late.
And yes, that's why you left early.
Yes.
Because I even, like, announced her to everyone. I was like, oh, this is my podcast co-host. And then she, like, gets up and leaves halfway through. And I was like, oh, thanks for the support, Allie.
We also really cheered Allie walking in ours.
Oh, and so LMG, Lindsay Millett Glass, is one of my coworkers and a peer to Liz and Ashley now, because she helps through TechFluent. But she did this thing in the class too, where if anyone walked into her session late, she made everyone applaud. So not only did I leave Ashley's late and walk into Liz's early, but I got applauded in front of everybody for walking into the session. I was like,
whoa. I would turn around and walk out. I would feel so uncomfortable. That's hilarious. I could never handle
that.
Gotta
incorporate that movement into a training session to keep that energy up. That we did not plan that. She just winged it, but it worked.
That's so funny. Yeah, I think I'd leave. Like, I would just turn around and be like, I'm in the wrong place. This is too much excitement for me.
I heard that some people, like, really embraced it. But
yeah, I could see that. Allie, so you weren't as involved in the TechFluent side, right? You were an on-site mentor, so thank you for doing that. But what else stuck out to you about your experience for Summit, or things that you walked away with?
Yeah, so I got to go to a bunch of sessions. I feel like it was really tough this year, because it felt like the morning had all the good sessions at the same time. I say, like, air quotes good, right? I mean applicable to me at the same time. And so, like, that made it hard in the afternoon sometimes of trying to figure out where to go, where I almost feel like some of them should have been split apart a little bit more. And I know some of my coworkers felt the same way, because we're very Power Platform CE focused. And so, like, our mornings would be filled and we had a hard time picking where to go, but we did a lot of dividing and conquering, which was nice too. So we could come back together and talk about, like, hey, what'd you learn? And just kind of share that knowledge. But that said, I think it's amazing that there were so many people willing to talk on a variety of applicable topics. There was a lot of AI content, like Copilot related, but there was also a lot of not AI related content, which I really like, because one of the sessions that I spoke on was Things I Know Now That I Wish I Knew Sooner, and was basically a reflection of my first time at Summit. And I got a lot of feedback from attendees saying, like, oh, this is awesome. You know, it really helps lay the foundation. And I think that that's what we need more of, is more. And Ashley did a great one on, like, XRM Toolbox as well. And that's, like, great foundational stuff that's really important to, like, share with our audience and with our community, as opposed to just talking about the new flashy thing. So the fact that it was like a good combo of both of those, I thought was a really big win.
I love that you brought up the fact that you divided and conquered. They brought that up in the, I went to the new to Summit, like pre-meeting the night before it really kicked off to support our graduates. And I had never been to that session. So it was like a new experience for me, even though I wasn't new to Summit. And that was one of the tips they shared too. So it's like, okay, if you're there with all your peers, your coworkers, you know, go to different sessions and then share the knowledge, share the notes instead of all going to the same one together and missing out. And I think that's just really good advice in general. So I just wanted to say thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, no problem. It's very tempting to go alone with your friends and coworkers, right? Because you want to like go with the people you know and sit by them and hang out.
Yeah.
But yeah, for the knowledge side.
Yeah, if you're alone, like I was a admin, right? And I didn't always know people, like make friends. Like I feel like that's the best way to make friends is say, hey, like I'm going to go to this session. Which one are you going to? Let's connect afterwards. Like sit down at a table at lunch with people you don't know and make friends. Like I know some of our grads did that. They sat down at a table and we didn't know a couple people there and made some interesting friends. So, and not in the same product, but like, they were so fascinated by TechFluent and they had 30 years of experience in the industry. So it was cool for them to tell the story of what they did to our grads. So,
and honestly, everyone's pretty friendly. So it's not like you're going to go talk to someone and they'll shrug you off. It's everybody in the industry is pretty cool. It's a really great community. So don't be shy.
I thought it was a little long, like having gone to more conferences, they're usually either 2 days, maybe 3 days max. I thought 3.5 days was kind of a lot. What was
Why did they do thought? Friday morning content? Like, I know, Ashley, you had a session. You both had sessions Friday morning. Were they well attended?
I had maybe 8 people. No. Allie, yours was well attended?
I think I had about 20-ish, so definitely not as much, but I did notice that a lot of the sessions Friday morning were scarcer than any time throughout the week.
Yeah, I think it was also my topic. Like, I had a project operations topic, so I think part of it is also, like, a very specified group, right? I would love to have not done a Friday morning session. I think 3.5 days is a lot of content, and I think that if I had any sort of feedback, it would be either do like a half day, like Monday afternoon, like fly in Monday morning. I don't know. Like, I think having that
Friday
half day is tough.
But they do all the free stuff on Monday, like Academy and AI Summit.
Yeah. Or just, I mean, that was, yeah. I just think 3.5 days is a lot of content. I also thought they had a lot of sessions. Like, I would almost prefer like less sessions in bigger rooms. Mm.
There was a lot of similar sessions too. So maybe like condensing or suggesting that speakers like work together to get the message out or you know, kind of getting creative in that way so there isn't a lot of duplication.
I would love to see more first-time speakers and like more end-user speakers. Like, I know people always say like they want that and that there's not the volunteers, but like, I guess I want to put the call out there that if you have never presented before and you want to, like, reach out to some, reach out to us, reach out to another MVP, another presenter, because we want more variety in the people that are speaking to, I feel like.
Anyone can speak. At one of the happy hours, I was talking to some folks at a company that uses Dynamics, and I suggested to them, because they're very passionate, I said, you guys should speak. Like, go speak on this next year. And they were like, we can do that? And I said, yeah, you can for sure do that, and your pass will be free. And they were like, what? So, like, I think that everyone should just look into the benefits and consider speaking. So that's an awesome call out, Liz. I agree.
Yeah. And if you're a client, like, and you have a partner, your partner would love to probably co-present with you too. So, like, talk to your partner about it. And I guess call for proposals come out way before the conference. Like, usually in March they're due. So that's the other thing, is that you really need to put it on your radar well in advance. Otherwise, you're going to miss that due date to submit your presentation topics.
I also just want to say I would love to hang up my hat on speaking and just help new timers, like, speak, right? Like, mentor, do something together. I think I would love to move more into that. So, yeah, if you are someone listening and you're like, I've always been too scared, I don't know what I would do, reach out to me. I would love to just do it alongside you, get you comfortable, and pass the baton. I think at some point, you know, us old timers want to retire from speaking. So at least at every conference, it gets tiring.
Are you allowed to call yourself an old timer yet, Ashley?
I was wondering that too.
A threshold.
13 years? I feel like 13 years is a long time in tech.
I don't know.
Legacy
I
don't people? Think you're I don't timer. Know.
Classic. You're a classic.
Thanks. I don't know if that's better or worse. okay, we're over time. I'm letting you guys each have 15 seconds. Anything else you want to share?
Be prepared for really long days. The days were super long. Sessions are from like 8:30 in the morning until 5 p.m. And then there's always happy hours after. So definitely plan for like 15-hour days if you're going in the future. It's really fun though. Liz?
I've talked a lot, so I'll hand it back to Ashley.
I was going to say bring a snack because you just never know what the meals are going to look like. The first day breakfast was a little rough. So always like just have like a protein bar or something like that in your backpack for emergencies. Awesome. All right. Well, thanks for everyone. I would love to hear your comments. Post them in our comments or in the discussion. Would love to hear what you guys thought about Summit this year. And we're looking forward to seeing you at Summit again next year.
Thanks for tuning in to Dynamics Hot Dish, your go-to podcast for all things Dynamics 365 and the Power Platform. If you found this episode helpful, be sure to subscribe and leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. And don't forget to follow us on social media for even more insights and updates on the latest trends and best practices in business applications and low-code development. We'll be back soon with another delicious serving of Dynamics and Power Platform goodness. Until then, keep innovating and building great solutions.